And just going back to the conversation that that you were having before the caller called in, the question was sort of what the city can or should do on affordable housing. And Orion, were you done sort of answering that question?
I think so.
Great. So so Mim, what I mean, I know this is something you've put a lot of thought into, both in your role as mayor and as the executive director of the Sitka Community Development Corporation, which, of course, is running the community land trust in town. And what can the city do when it comes to affordable housing, and what should the city do?
Well, having affordable housing is extremely important for the economic health of the community. I mean, if people don't have a place that they can afford to live in, if they're paying over 30% of their income for their housing, that's too much. And people can't make it. You know, we've got a leakage of young people from our community because the cost of living is so high. Even, working professionals that are, you know, a little older than that, looking to come in and teach at a school or be a nurse or whatever, you know, they're pretty good paying jobs. And they come in and they see what the price tag for a simple house. It's kind of a fixer-upper, and they can't do it. You know, they're out of here, or they don't even come. So that's not good for our community for many different reasons. So it is vital that we have affordable housing. And I do think that the city can play a part in that because it's a major landowner. And we've, you know, seen the assembly give the land trust some land. And that land will be a place for affordable housing forever. I mean, it's a 99-year lease that's renewable. And so that's taking something that belongs to the public and is holding it in trust to be used over and over and over again by young families or working professionals that don't make enough money to buy our expensive homes. And to live there long enough to have built some equity and sell their home and move into a home on the market that they can finally afford a down payment for. So it's the city, that's a big deal if the city could help with that. Yeah.
But the community land trust, you know, for now it's one lot, which will be one house. Is that enough? Are there larger, more sort of systemic changes than sort of a house by house approach that the city could take?
Well, we have a business plan that has us ending up with, you know, like 10 houses in, 10 years' time. But we're also looking at building a cottage neighborhood, which is maybe 6 homes, at the old City Shops property on Halibut Point Road. And, you know, they'd be small footprint homes, small square footage, and around a common area, common green space, parking on the perimeter, and those are very popular in the lower 48, and the people interested in affordable housing here in Sitka have long been interested in making one of those. So that would take care of a large number of people with one project, and so that's in our third year. We want to do one more single house in our second year, and then, you know, after that cottage neighborhood, then we'll do some more singles. But we'll constantly be updating our business plan and going with what's available and what we can do. So there's the bench lands. You know, there's the potential to have more cottage neighborhoods in the bench lands. So, yep. Just to give you an idea, over in Juneau, they have a community land trust there. It's called Juneau Housing Trust, and they have 10 or 12 homes. So, and they've... I'm not sure how long they've been around, but we'd love to be doing that also.
All right. I think we are going to take a short break just to give our candidates a chance to stretch their legs and drink a glass of water, and then we will come back and take more of your questions for our two candidates for mayor, and we'll be back in a moment. Again, the number to call is 747-5877 if you have questions for the candidates, and you can also email to news@kcaw.org, or you can post to our Facebook page. And we'll be back in a moment with the candidates for Sitka Mayor.